You're on 5MU. From today and into the coming weeks, Fleurieu Peninsula residents may notice a change in how their water tastes. SA Water is switching from chlorine to chloramine to disinfect water in the Maiponga Reservoir. It's for residents in Victor Harbour, in Counter Bay, Middleton, Goolwa, Hindmarsh Island, Wollunga, Selix Beach and parts of Aldinga Beach. It follows a similar change for residents in Maiponga late 2018. And earlier this year in Normanville, Karrakalinga and Yankalilla. So we're joined now to hear more about it from SA Water spokesperson, Dr. Dan Hoefel. Hi there, Dr. Hoefel. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us. So why the switch?
So as you mentioned, this switch is the final stage of our improvement to water quality across the Fleurieu Peninsula. And what we know at the moment is that the water that comes from the Maiponga Reservoir can be quite high in natural organic material. So what this means is that the current chlorine disinfection process does have some challenges, and these challenges include the fact that that protective chlorine residual doesn't make its way through the entirety of the drinking water network at the moment, whereas switching to chloramine has a much better persistence and will ensure that that safe disinfection process will make its way all the way through the network. Secondly, we also have challenges at the moment with chlorine in that it also reacts with the natural organics in the water to form disinfection byproducts. And one of those is trihalomethanes, where from time to time that can exceed recommended guideline values. So chloramine will also alleviate that issue. And thirdly, customer feedback, not only from the Fleurieu area but also across the state, is that customers tend to prefer the taste of chloraminated water rather than the chlorinated water.
So what exactly is chloramine?
So chloramine is still a chlorine-based disinfectant with the addition of a very small amount of ammonia, and then combined those two form chloramine. So it's something that we are very experienced with, and it's already done through a number of our other drinking water systems in South Australia, including the Adelaide Hills, parts of York Peninsula, Eyre Peninsula and down in the southeast. So we're very experienced at this. It's also done in capital cities of Sydney and Brisbane, used extensively across Western Australia and also in the United States.
Now, speaking of the United States, quite a few people would know the name Erin Brockovich, an environmental crusader who earlier this year came to defend some members of the community who were making complaints about the switch in Normanville, Karrakalinga and Yankalilla. They were reporting some headaches and dizziness and skin rashes and things like that. What do you know of this situation, and have you been working with these people?
Look, we have been, and what we need to remember here is that disinfection of a drinking water supply is the most important step in ensuring safe, clean drinking water to customers. And chloraminated water is a safe process. It's supported by SA Health. It's supported by the World Health Organization and the US EPA. So it is very safe and well understood. However, if people do have concerns, we really want to speak to them. So we really encourage them to call us at SA Water or jump onto our website, where there's a lot of good information about chloramine. Also get in contact with their local GP if they've got any health concerns, and also SA Health's water quality experts are ready to speak to anyone with concerns. But, you know, just to provide people with reassurance, we monitor and test. We do tens of thousands of tests on our drinking water supplies throughout the year. We are in compliance with the Safe Drinking Water Act, which is administered by SA Health. And we also undergo annual external audits by other water quality experts who continue to confirm that our water is safe, clean and world's best practice.
Right. And what about the concerns from a couple of people that their fishes have been dying by filling up their tanks using that water?
So anyone who does have a home aquarium or pond, irrespective of whether they're on a drinking water supply that is chlorinated or chloraminated, should already be treating their pond or aquarium, either with a carbon filter or neutralising drops. So with chloraminated water, yes, it is important to continue to ensure that you're treating your aquarium or pond. So your local pet shop store Should have everything you need in terms of maintaining your aquarium. And we've been in contact with the pet shop owners down on the Flurio, so they're well aware of the switchover and have everything you need. But like I said earlier, if you've got any questions, please give us a call at SA Water, or please join us with some additional face-to-face sessions that we are going to be having over the course of starting this weekend down at Wollunga. And we've already, over November, been talking to over 300 groups coming through in the areas of the changeover. So we've been doing lots of face-to-face consultation with the customers on Flurio to make sure that they're prepared as they can be for the switchover.
1300-SA-WATER is the number, right?
That's right. So yep. Please give us a call. We've got water quality experts who are ready to talk to you.
Oh, I really appreciate your time today, Dr. Dan Hoefel. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're on 5MU. On the way for you, some great tunes from Steve Miller Band. And you too, and the Lucky Fiver details. If you're playing along at home, maybe you got some $5 notes on you. You never know. You could have today's Lucky Fiver, quite a lot of cash in the jackpot today. How about this tune first? It's Whitney Houston.